trivial reasons you've broken up with someone. Could be long term, short term, mate of mine, just got dumped. Sorry, darling, I'm not saying your name, it's all good, because she just took her hair extensions out. Her partner of 6 months went, nup, don't like the short hair, see you later. And this can happen. I had another bloke, friend of mine, on the sunny coast, who broke up with a chick because her Ugg boots smelt.
What?
She had smelly feet and her Ugg boots smelt, and he would smell them at the door, like she'd leave them outside the door, and he goes, nah.
Nah.
There's trivial reasons, but you know what?
Why doesn't he just buy her a pair of socks and then that would take the smell away? Like, people that don't wear socks with shoes anyway.
I don't know, but I think sometimes those trivial reasons, they're fine in the beginning, but if there's an underlying problem, it's enough to go, I just can't deal.
And then you lock onto it.
Like Harry High Pants Man I dated for a bit.
Oh, he was good. He nearly choked himself with his with his belt.
Craig and Mary Mac.
What belt? They're normally tracky pants.
Did you break up with someone for a trivial reason, mate?
When I was 17 years old in Sydney, I met this girl. I used to go roller skating, and I met this girl, kept looking at her. She was gorgeous. Aww. Blonde hair, white jeans, you know, the old fashioned with these white jeans and
crazy boy.
And I kept watching her for weeks and weeks, and I just asked her out one day, and she was gorgeous. I mean, everything, except I took her to Centrepoint Tower for a seafood buffet back then, pulled out all the stops and that. But the problem is, every bite she took, it was when she was snorting.
Snorting, would you?
It was embarrassing, I mean, because I really, you know, didn't know what to say, and I never saw her again, definitely. It was terrible, every bite.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, do you not think you could have changed her ways anyway, because she was that good?
No, not for eating, if I take her out all the time, because I wanted to take her out and dine her, but it just was embarrassing. Everyone's looking at me, and I didn't know what to do. So,
Craig, you'd be worried if you took her home, the lights went out, and you heard that.
It'd be the same thing, like making love to a pig.
Oh, Craig.
Thanks, Craig. You said it, not us, mate.
Oh. Thanks.
Adam in Currumbin, have you got a story for us, mate?
I went away working. I had a very voluptuous girlfriend at the time.
Yeah. Oh. And,
More cushion for the push,
Yes, that's the one. And I came home about 25 kilos more endowed, and she gave me the flick about a week later.
She gave you...
Adam.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So I bought a Harley and joined the gym.
What did she say, though?
I wasn't working for her.
It wasn't, I'm the pot and you're the kettle.
I was a bit rounded off after that, for sure.
Did you ever run into her later on in life at all?
Yeah, when you're with your motorbike.
No, this is just recently.
And how are you going now? You said you're all fit and you got a Harley. You good?
Yeah, powering on, working big hours and just loving the Gold Coast and Gold FM. It's great. You play lessons all day long.
Adam, you single? Put out a bit of a classifier.
Yeah.
Go on.
Hey, how you doing? How straight and raring to go?
We know a single hot chick, but she snorts like a pig when she eats. If you want.
I don't mind if she stabs her food even. It's too cold to be on your own.